Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today as we take a look at the weekly intuitive astrological energies from February 12th through February 19th. We are moving through the last week of Aquarius season as the Sun will enter Pisces on February 18th at 11:56 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. So essentially, as the clock strikes midnight on February 18th, we then enter into Pisces season, the 12th sign of the zodiac, a time of slowing down, completion, review, forgiveness, and many other Pisces themes that are designed to help us as we traverse this ongoing spiral of energy. So we'll talk about that, the changes that are happening over the next week, including how Mercury is now slowing down to station retrograde on February 16th. And this retrograde begins at 7:53 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on February 16th at 12 degrees of Pisces. But we're feeling it now. So we're going to talk about these slow down energies and what you can do to navigate this next week with the best of intentions and the best use of your energy. We are also on the other side of the Leo full moon. And every time we move past a full moon, we're entering a time of understanding what needs to shift and change, and to allow ourselves that room to go with those changes, to surrender, to be okay with the changes that are in progress, as well as the changes that are needed, that are designed to keep you in alignment with universal energies. And this is one way that astrology really supports us and guides us, is that it reminds us to get out of our head and to be in our energy field, to be in all of our energies, to trust the energies that are bigger than us, to be in that place of flow, harmony, ease, grace. And it is an ongoing practice because we have been conditioned to trust our minds a lot, to think it through, to make decisions in our minds, to go there for information. But the more that you open up to the bigger energy cycles, to open up to the body consciousness, for example, to open up to what feels right for you intuitively and spiritually, then you're really stepping into some bigger waves of support and bigger areas of understanding that are outside of the mind, that are outside of the ego, and that are outside of what your expectations might be at this time. When we trust these flows, when we trust that these are energies that are supporting us and working with us, and we can release those expectations of ourselves, then we're really moving into some more supportive energies that we have to choose. And astrology shows us how to make powerful choices. It shows us how to trust the timing. It shows us how to trust the cycles and the themes that are coming up in our lives. As you study your astrological chart, you understand more about your divine imprint. Your natal astrological chart reveals what your energies are in this lifetime, what your strengths are, what your healing is, what your challenges may be, where you're requiring more time and effort and energy to accomplish something, as well as where the flows are and where you're easily supported. So we all have a spectrum of energies in our natal charts. And when we understand that, we can work with it. And then when we harmonize with the current energies that are happening right now, which are known as the astrological transits, by the way, that is where we then sync up with the timing of universal forces. So there's a lot to understand about astrology, and that's what makes it quite fascinating and quite dynamic and also very personal. I feel that it is our responsibility to know our energy. It is our responsibility to know our own astrological chart, to know our own energy design, to know ourselves at a deeper level. And it is through these studies that you start to see more of who you really are, not who you thought you were or who you were told to be or how you were conditioned. This is how you get into the heart of who you really are. And that is what's essential in order to accept yourself and to follow your soul mission and to follow who you really are. So the astrology right now is that of a slowdown and a release mode. It's a bit like allowing something to just be, to just coast. There is an energy here of not forcing anything, because then you could find yourself doing it twice or three times. It's trusting what you have energy for and allowing yourself to be in that place of trust outside of the mind. So this is a very strong energy right now, and it's really because of this Mercury slowing down to station retrograde at 12 degrees of Pisces, approaching a close conjunction to Neptune. Neptune is at 17 degrees of Pisces, and this is a time of being okay just floating, not knowing, not having to sort it all out or have all the answers. This is a time of understanding that the pause button is very necessary, and that when we do that for ourselves, it allows us to step out of where we've been in perhaps an unconscious mode of operation. And Mercury being the fastest moving planet, it is related to our mental processes, our mind, information, what we take in, what we comprehend, what we think. It's all the stimuli around us. It's the ideas, the projects, everything that we're directing ourselves towards mentally. All of that is needing a break right now, and needing a slowdown, needing something to give that pause button, use that pause button. And I find that we can know that, but we don't do it. This rest of February is a time of allowing, of not forcing, of just being in wherever you are in your life with things that are in front of you. It's never a good time to begin something new. It's never a good time to launch. And that could be launch a conversation, launch a project, launch an idea. The beginning energies are really not supported right now, because not only is it Mercury retrograde, but there's now going to be an increase in Pisces energies, which is undoing, unraveling, removing, taking apart. And this is the completion energies that we're moving through, as now we have a stronger understanding of what was started and what needs to change. And I feel this based on the energies of January, right? Like the energies of January were so strong, so dynamic, and it's been go, 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 that now there's this real clear message of halting from the universe. And that's even looking at what has been circling in your mind that needs a pause button. If you've been overly focused on something mentally, if you've been going into something deeply and not knowing a solution, not knowing an answer, I'm just feeling this energy of float with it. Just float with it, because that's where you're meant to release and step out of the figuring it all out. And then you could find that your mind doesn't know what to do next. Your mind is looking for something else to grab onto or to understand or to enjoy. I feel like what we need to do right now is give ourselves a mental break that balances out any overdoingness, any extremes, any intensity, any problem solving that was leaving you ultimately depleted or debilitated. There needs to be something that you go to right now that's simple joy. And that joy could be in a book, in a movie, in music, in something that your mind doesn't have to control, so to speak. It's a receptive energy. And we're entering a very receptive time right now that's probably going to be testing some people, because not everyone can go into receptive mode or trust a process. So what you're doing right now is looking at yourself and your ability to trust that you don't have to figure it all out, to trust that it's okay to take a break, to take some downtime, to step away, to step back. I'm also feeling that you could have a sense of this. You've known this was coming. You knew this was going to be part of the energy transition in February, is that release. And it could be that at first you don't want to let go of that rope, so to speak. Like you're holding on to something very intensely, very tightly. But when you let go of it, it's actually going to bring you a really welcomed exhale and a release that you didn't realize you were holding on so tightly to something. So look at where you're ready to release. And this is where the 12 degrees of Pisces is in your chart. This is where Neptune has been traveling. So I feel like there's something here that you've had to work on for the last, I'm going to call it 2 years or so even, that there's been this understanding that this is a part of your life you couldn't control, so to speak. You know, the illusion of control that we all love, that we all want to grasp onto at times. This is a part of your life that now with Mercury here, revisiting where Mercury was in March of 2019, you're checking in on your ability to trust, to surrender, and to receive. And what I feel that's coming through right now that's actually very supportive and very lovely is that you have the ability to welcome in some spirit guides, angels, anyone from your spiritual team. This could even be ancestors. This could be individuals who are on the other side. This could be energies that you've connected with before. There's energies coming in right now because part of what I'm feeling is that there is a thinner veil as we move through February. And the veil is between our 3D lives and the spiritual energies that are supporting us, and they're essentially waiting for you to ask for help, ask for assistance, ask for support, ask for where you are needing guidance and what you're giving up, you're surrendering, you're like, I don't know the answer to this, please show me what to do, please show me next steps, please give me information that will help right now. Please help me trust this process. Please help me understand my own growth, my own path right now. Please show me what's in my best and highest good. All of these types of requests will be heard. They will be answered. They will bring you information and understanding that you can't figure out on your own. So this is a beautiful time to work with spirit, to work with this angelic support. Again, I feel it more as spirit guides and even deceased loved ones, but simply trust what is right for you. Simply trust whatever you're feeling or whoever you're feeling. This thin veil is reminding you you're not alone. And the Pisces energies, the gift of Pisces is that it takes us away from being too much in the physical world. It balances us out. It shows us where we have other gifts and other powers in other realms. Should we choose to go there? Should we choose to ask for that help while being in our power? Not giving up the power, not giving up what your human self is learning or where you need support or thinking that you have no choices. Rather, it's incorporating what you need with the spiritual trust, that spiritual faith, and allowing that to be a very strong place for you. So we're really building some spiritual muscles here as we move into the second half of February. Now I realize the sun is still in Aquarius, but the sun is traveling alone, meaning the sun is not making connections to any other transiting planets. The sun could be making connections in your own chart as it travels from 23 to 29 degrees of Aquarius before entering Pisces late on February 18th. But this is a sun that has nowhere to go. It's not connecting with any other energies right now. In fact, the sun is the only air sign at this time. And there's a locked in mentality when the sun is in the fixed energy of Aquarius and is not making conversation with other transiting planets. So this is where you always want to know your own astrology chart to see if you have any planets or points between 23 to 29 degrees of the air signs, 23 to 29 degrees of the fixed signs, or 23 to 29 degrees of the fire signs. And that is where the sun would be interacting with you. Otherwise, the sun is in a place of locked mentality where it often can't see any other solutions or any other path. And this is where the fixed signs can be their worst enemy, so to speak, because they are locking out other potentials. And those potentials are through shared ideas, conversations. This is where there can be a narrow-mindedness with the Aquarius energy on its own. So be very honest with yourself if you're feeling this strongly. Are you only perceiving one possible solution? Are you locked into something and you can't see another way out? Are you feeling stuck mentally? Are you thinking that there's only certain ways to do something and those are the ways you've always done them? So you do have to do a self-assessment here to look at how this sun in Aquarius traveling by itself is showing up for you, especially as it moves through the house in your chart that has 23 to 29 degrees of Aquarius. And this is where you could feel that you don't know what to do. That again, that locked in energy of the fixed signs is where there is comfort in routines. There's comfort in what's known. There's comfort in doing something because it's always been done that way. But I feel like so much of January made it really clear that there's big changes on the horizon. There's big changes that we are moving through that we must honor. And so the mind can be the weakest element when change is necessary, meaning the mind can be the last to see what else is possible. And with this Mercury retrograde, we are all needing to look at what we have been perceiving and how that's created our mental constructs, how that has been formulating how we operate in the world, and that is all what we're looking to step away from, to know that there's new ideas, new visions, new possibilities coming through during this Mercury retrograde. Now, Mercury retrograde lasts until March 10th, and I realize that sounds like a very long Mercury retrograde, a good 3.5 weeks, which can, you know, some Mercury retrogrades feel longer than others. I think this one's going to feel long because Mercury will not clear its shadow until March 30th. So for the next month and a half, we're going to be in a place of deep trust that we don't know, that we don't have the answers. We don't know the next steps at times. We don't know what is going to show up or how to proceed. And that is, of course, also the gift. The gift is that this cycle is ending. The cycle is connected to Mercury in Pisces as well as the Sun in Pisces, closing out a layer of consciousness within us. And it's a layer of understanding that brought us to this point, that brought us forward, that brought us into next steps, new places. But this cycle is showing us the limitations as well. And in astrology, there's always the cycles of the planets, and the cycle unfolds through various timelines because every planet travels at a different speed. But the cycle is a spiral, and so we're spiraling into a new level of consciousness. But every time we move into strong Pisces energies, we have to be very aware that not everything travels forward with us forever. Everything is meant to be transcended. We're meant to rise above. We're meant to release. We're meant to understand what needs to be let go of. And I feel like this is a very interesting mental game right now. And I'm saying a game because you could be going back and forth between the different aspects of yourself that trust and that understand a bigger picture, and then the aspects of yourself that are very present in the physical reality of wanting to know, wanting to figure it out, wanting the answers now. The answers are probably going to float in and out. What was right one day is maybe not going to resonate the next. The strong Pisces energy can make us all inconsistent. There's a very inconsistent energy here around what we do on a daily basis, what we want, what we put energy towards, what seems right. And then the next day you say, nah, I don't think that's really the final answer just yet. So you can perhaps feel that we're really needing to float at this time and be okay with that. Be okay with the not knowing. Be okay with inconsistency. And how can you take care of yourself while allowing this phase of the journey to unfold? And that would mean self-care, of course. That would also mean allowing people their own space. And in a previous show, I talked about how Venus and Mars are on their own separate journeys right now, which means the feminine and the masculine are needing their own space. There's things that they're figuring out, and this is within us, as well as within relationships and within other dynamics in the world. But your power is in yourself and noticing where you need time to do something on your own terms, do it your own way, and where you would be wise not to force any connections, not to force a solution, not to force anything. Because I feel like the forcing it leads to further discomfort. There's an understanding right now that everything has its time and its place. And this relates to our current practice of mastery and how we can allow what is to simply be without trying to make it happen or to force anything. Now, Mars in Sagittarius is passing over the galactic center as I do this show on February 12th. And that's also an infusion of energy, a reprogramming of the physical body. That is a surge of energy being downloaded into what our healthy egos truly need for the voyage ahead. Mars will not return to this place with the Galactic Center for another 2 years. So this begins also a 2-year journey of the masculine, of the healthy ego, of the physical body, all pertaining to cosmic consciousness. And I feel it as a significant download in understanding what we want, and how we go about it, because that is Mars, is how we go after what we desire. So this Mars is quite strong right now and will enter Capricorn on February 16th, the same day that Mercury stations retrograde. So the shifting energies are unfolding over this next week, and it has a choppiness to it. It could feel that way in relationships. I'm looking at how the moon is currently in Libra, and every time the moon is in a cardinal sign, it meets up with the stronger forces of Pluto and Saturn in Capricorn, as well as Jupiter in Capricorn. So there's just a lot right now that's asking you to be okay with realignment, to look at what you're taking care of within yourself that is supporting what you need, that is supporting your own inner relationship dynamics, and it would be a useful time to have a conversation with your own feminine and your own masculine, because I feel this as an internal adjustment and realignment energy that will bring you clarity when you sit down with yourself. Because often what happens is that whatever we're working out internally, it shows up externally. Yes, we know that. But it shows up through unconscious projection. So if you're having an issue with what your feminine needs and what your masculine wants, you could be projecting that onto other people, and then it gets mirrored back to you as something to see in yourself. And what I'm seeing as I say this is having a conversation at the dining room table where you visualize your feminine showing up and sitting down. You visualize the masculine showing up and sitting down. And how do they appear to you in terms of what archetypes are they showing up as? What energies are they embodying? How is each one feeling? Now, at this time, both Venus and Mars are in fire signs. But that's going to shift this weekend as Mars moves into Capricorn. And I feel like there's going to be a sense of allowing what you need to show up in two different areas of your life and not thinking you have to do anything. In other words, what Spirit is telling me right now is that nothing's wrong. Nothing is wrong. And so how would you operate if you knew there was nothing wrong? There's nothing to fix, there's nothing to correct, there's nothing to take care of and work it all out. It's just a matter of beingness. And this is one of the higher principles of Pisces, is understanding what is. And it's essentially a spiritual practice of acceptance, where we go into a place of accepting what is and detaching. So where are you ready to detach from an energy that your mind has been deeply engrossed in? Where are you ready to detach from something that perhaps you thought you had to solve or figure out? And where are you ready to practice the acceptance of what is as a way to move through this time and to be in a place of acceptance of self, acceptance of multiple energies operating at once that are moving with different intentions. And this, again, it can be choppy because of how we want to go in and do something or fix something, but I feel like this is where Spirit is asking you to give yourself a break, to give yourself a break from any modes you've been in, anything you've been operating from or choosing or going into, and to rest. Being an observer of yourself and others right now can also be a way to practice moving through these energies and to step back from over-involvement, to step back from any parts of yourself that have been, it's like overly involved. The moon has been quite stressed since the Leo full moon. The Leo full moon created that bucket configuration where all the planets were on one side of a chart and then the moon was the handle, which meant the moon was in opposition, of course, to the sun. And then the moon traveled forward into Virgo and it opposed the planets in Pisces. And then the moon traveled into Libra. It opposed Venus and Chiron in Aries. And the moon hasn't had any respite. The moon hasn't had a break. The moon is going to enter Scorpio and then be opposing Uranus in Taurus. And then the moon is going to have a sense of settling down a bit. But even in Scorpio, the energies are intense. Then the moon gets to Sagittarius. I feel like this moon is where we're feeling kind of things being so unsettled, where we've had to step away from the parts of ourselves that have been very strong. You can even hear it in my voice, the choppiness, right? Like I can even feel there's just been a lack of a connection, a lack of a flow. There's been something crunchy. It's like kind of walking on terrain that's been uneven, and now there's rocks and there's things that you step on that, okay, this isn't smooth. This has not been smooth. And I feel like if we can elevate up and see that this is a necessary part of the journey, this is a necessary experience right now, and depersonalize from it, that is going to help alleviate the mind. And as I say that, I'm getting the image of spikes in the brain waves where the brain has almost been on overdrive trying to get things done or figured out or taken care of because of the intensity of January. I mean, there's just been a lot happening. And now it's a calming down, letting go, take a break, step away energy. Music, anything that supports calming down the intensity of the brain waves is going to be really good for you right now. And that can be through music you enjoy, guided meditations, meditation music, sound healing. Anything that helps the brain waves settle is really necessary right now because we've been in this go, go, go. And it feels a bit like the fight or flight, but not. Let me just be totally clear. It's like that, but not. It feels like there's something that you know is so essential in your life to figure out. Spirit brought it forward. Spirit made something clear to you. And there's things that we have to take care of. But now Spirit is like pulling, it's like somebody grabbing the back of your shirt and pulling you away from something, which, by the way, reminds me of my son who the other day at the playground, he was going to lick the playground equipment. And you better believe I was right there grabbing the back of his shirt, pulling him away, saying, stop it. No licking the playground equipment. I mean, he's 4 and a half. And it was like, it's that kind of yank back is what the universe is doing right now. It's like grabbing us by the back of our shoulder saying, okay, step away now, step away. Because if we stay in that intensity, or if we stay in something that ultimately is exhausting, it crashes your energy, right? And so that's part of this balancing. It's like this integration of, okay, you've seen what's come up in January. You've seen what's shifted, what's changed. There's been big things. There's been a lot more fear in the world also. And that's been a big part of what we've been feeling. The coronavirus being a very big thing right now. And how that has a ripple effect in ways that aren't quite apparent yet. But that it's in our energy field and we've been feeling it. We are being asked to return to healthy practices right now that have taken, like something, the big energies have taken us away from the healthy essentials of our energy field. The fear bodies have been strong. The emotional body has been strong. The stresses perhaps have felt bigger. There's been a very big push for change that cannot be denied. There's been a lot moving us forward that has required a lot from us. And now it's taking two steps back, not overly identifying with anything in the world, in our lives, in others that have, it's been like an overactive energy. We're coming back to a place of spiritual health. And that spiritual health is returning to a spiritual home where you are safe, clean, clear, grounded. I feel it as a energy of where you know what you need to do for yourself right now to take care of what you need. And I know that's really general, but that's because it's different for every person and it resonates differently for everybody. So, for example, this is coming back to your spiritual self for answers, clarity, solutions, and grounding right now. And it's not about staying in the same energies or cycles that you were in because you had to be. So come into a place of quiet and introspection. Trust what your body is directing you towards. Trust the body consciousness. Trust what energy you have for something. Trust what you don't have for it. Trust what you're hungry for. It's really interesting because you could be craving something right now, like an orange or a particular type of flower essence or a particular type of vitamin or something, and that's your body telling you what you need to feel supported. I feel this retraction energy. I know I've been saying that throughout this show, so just to repeat myself, trust what you need. And I also feel this giant step back over the next week, a giant retraction so that you can clear out and clear away what's been overactive within you. And your body could have this overactive energy too, that's perhaps resulted in any types of inflammation or anything in your body that you can't let go of. You know, everything about our bodies is meant to be digesting energy, digesting food, digesting nutrients. So look at where you need to release and let go, and look at what nutrients can support you with that, such as magnesium. There's a number of nutrients out there that help our body with their natural process. And I feel like that's part of it too right now, is that we're stepping back to a place of listening, to a place of that tuning in to your spiritual health, emotional health, physical health. And that's because of all the big energies going on in the world. That's also because Spirit is showing me a cell. Yes, one of the billions of cells in our bodies. And at that core of the cell is power and health, and that the cell, at a cellular level, we're here to be healthy, but we have to return to that place of consciousness and work from it's like a whole body health consciousness, whole body renewal, whole body system upgrade. These are like the messages that are flashing through. And so they're saying at a cellular level, this is who you are. And so we have these periods of big energies that take us away from that, and we go into what we need to take care of. And now we're coming back to a place of connecting with whole body health. And part of that whole body health is that they're showing me how within the center of the cell, it's blooming with new consciousness, new power. So Oh my gosh, this is so cool. Okay, so now what they're showing me is that we can use the energy of the coronavirus and turn it into an opportunity for health advancement. And they're telling me to harness any fear, any energies of a lower vibration around this pandemic and harness it into a health surge that benefits humanity. And that every person can do this through their visualization and through your own unique method, and to use this type of consciousness in your daily life. Whatever is stressing you out right now, whatever is unfolding, whatever is happening, you're claiming it as a rise in your consciousness and in your power. You're shifting it away from any type of fear into a place of power, solution, opportunity, advancements for humanity. Okay, this feels so amazing, and I hope you feel that energy shift. I had no idea we were going to be doing this in today's show. It's so funny because sometimes I'm like, if you could just have told me this earlier, I could have got right to it. But no, we had to go through this process of understanding how to use the energy. How to return to a place of spiritual health, how to own the energy. So basically, what I'm seeing here is a energetic matrix around the planet, and I'm seeing it as being very high vibe, light. I'm seeing it as gold. I'm seeing it as a yellow gold, and then I see it change to purple. So it's kind of like this very alive, dynamic matrix of energy that shifts from white to gold to purple, and it's very healing. And that purple is the energy of transmutation. And the white is the energy of purification, and the yellow gold is a supreme healing energy. Okay, so let's visualize this going all around the planet. Healing what this coronavirus is causing. And it's healing the intention of the coronavirus. Healing the intention. Okay, so we're going right in there to the intention of this virus. Whatever its intention was, however it was created or developed, we're going right to the heart of this consciousness, infusing it with a power and light that benefits humanity, that supports humanity, and that allows people to heal fully and completely. I would also like this consciousness to reach all high-level officials, which is the Capricorn energies, who are the decision makers around how this can be cured, around the resources that are needed, around how it is absolutely possible to help people heal and move through this energy, that our planet is abundant. Our planet has more than enough resources to help people be healthy and strong and to heal from anything that's been developed, any kind of virus. We have the intelligence, the resources, the tools, the ability, the education, everything that's needed to help stop this fear and to give people more options than perhaps they even knew were possible. I also feel that this matrix energy calls in more of the natural healing remedies, and it calls on the support of the earth. It calls on the support of the natural kingdom, the kingdom of plants, the kingdom of the ants. I'm hearing ants. That's so weird. I'm hearing insects. I'm hearing mammals. It's like the animal kingdom, but I'm feeling like there is so much support to heal, but the craze has focused on the damage and the fear, and we're not participating in that. We're not here for that. Cancel, cancel. We're here for the healing, the empowerment, the solutions, the ways that this corona energy, coronavirus energy, And anything related to it at that same frequency, that same vibration, is here to help us, and we're claiming that now, okay? We're claiming that as a new pathway. There's a course correct in place here, because when we all step into the power of our spiritual health, we redirect it, and we're redirecting it towards new solutions, new consciousness, new opportunities that were not available to us when we were in a lower consciousness around this pandemic. So I feel like that's been an important shift that we're meant to make right now, is that, okay, yes, there are a lot of energies on the planet. There's a lot happening. There's a lot going on, but we are powerful. We have our spiritual gifts, our human free will, our spiritual mastery. We've come so far. We know we have tools to heal and support humanity now more than ever. And so let's be in a place of welcoming this dynamic change in consciousness around what we are collectively able to do. And I hope that this shifts what you perceive as happening in the world. But again, go to that matrix energy of the purple, white, gold moving around the planet. Visualize that. Visualize that sending healing rays. Visualize that bringing support and resources. And I keep seeing flowers. I keep seeing flowers. Again, the natural world and how the earth can support us in our healing, because the earth has been here much longer than we have. The earth's natural resources are here to support us. So I'm going to leave it at that for today's show. I hope this has shifted something in you in a beautiful way. I hope this has helped you see what is possible. Again, I hope it's helped you step out of the mind and step into the energetics of this time. And even though this next week has some choppy energy, go higher. Go into the spiritual realms. Go into your intuition. Go into your spiritual gifts. Go into the places where we are supported by spirit, God, source, the universe, and your ancestors, your loved ones, your spirit guides. All of that energy is strong here, and it's meant to be worked with in a very powerful way. On a programming note, throughout the rest of February, I will only be doing Wednesday shows, because just like you, I have my life going on right now that I need to take care of other responsibilities and other things in front of me. So there will not be a Monday show, but there will be Wednesday shows, and we'll return with the Monday broadcasts in March. And no need to email me, no need to reach out asking. Life happens. A free podcast can't always be the first thing that I do, but I am always grateful when I do have time to do it. So the free podcast will continue on Wednesdays. Thanks so much for understanding. Thanks so much for your time. And remember, you can listen to certain parts of this podcast again if there's certain messages that are helping you and supporting you and raising your energy. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or at consciouscoolchic.com. Thank you so much for joining me today, friends, and I look forward to speaking with you again very soon. Take good care.